The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Hey, welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Mar Hill Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening. MHMA is hosting Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody, in the ladies' game. It is the home team coming away with a win here in the second game. PA guys doing some starters for the crowd. Not a great big crowd, but lovely crowd. I'm sure very enthusiastic and ready to go, but not huge numbers here tonight for the visitors from Oskaloosa. And it looks Jeremy Rockhold coming into the game at 7-6 and 5-4 in the conference. Starters are going to be Trenton Van Houten and Josh Rowe, Nick Bradshaw, Gunnar Rockhold, and Coy Perry. For Mar Hill Mount Academy and head coach Christian Wessel, Raven's coming in. Spectacular 10-3 record and 7-2 in the conference, and are going to be starting Brody Coachman and Bowden Korbelik, Owen Dulac, Jonah Nickel, and Ian Boats. So those are your starters for the two clubs tonight. The Ravens and the home whites with gold. And for Oskaloosa, bright red with white and blue. We're set to go. Little Van Halen in the background, and we're ready to go. Fisher comes to the center circle, and as the ball goes up the tip of the way, it'd be controlled down by Oskaloosa. Give the Bears a basketball. We're underway. And first pass over to the left side. The intended recipient takes his eye off of it, looking down the floor, shoots right by him and out of bounds. And as quickly as that, 4 or 5 seconds into the game, Ravens are going to be down with it. Here comes Dulac, drives into the lane, misses the shot. Offensive rebound is going to be followed up and followed in, and the Ravens are going to be first on the board here tonight. For MHMA, that's Luke Siebert. So Siebert with the first couple of points, and the Ravens with an early 2-0 lead. Oskaloosa looking for their first shot of the evening. It's 7:20 to play in the opening quarter. Over to the left side with it. That's going to be Van Houten. Back out on top to Coy Perry. Here's a three way short. And rebound tipped into the middle, where the follow shot will be up and in for Oskaloosa's Josh Rowe. We're tied at two. 1 minute into the game. Here's Coatman for three. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to save it in. And a fast follow three. Nope. Rebound's going to be pulled down by the Ravens. They'll come out on top to Korbelik. He'll go in, throw one up. Nope. Rebounded down by Oskaloosa. So, Jimmy, multiple shots. All of them pretty good looks at the rim. Couldn't get any of them to fall. Now the feet into the middle. The dish back over to the right side. The runner off the window. And it's good for Oskaloosa. Give that one to Gunnar Rockhold. And he's got two. It is 4-2. Oskaloosa. Ravens will feed into the lane, falling away. Little one-handed runner, and that's going to be two more for Siebert. So Luke has all the Raven points. We're tied at 4. 6 minutes to go. Quarter number one. MHMA, little 2-3 zone, and now the pass is going to be stolen. An easy one for Korbelik, but it won't go down for him. Driving layup for Bowden, and thought he was going to just almost nonchalantly score that, but he does not. Back up with the Wacom Oskaloosa. Again, the Ravens settling into a 2-3 zone at the onset of the ball game. Cross court is going to come to the right side. They'll look into the middle and back it away. Tump it down into the baseline right. Hook pass out on top. Cutting into the lane. Defense collapses in. Twisting, turning. Shot is up. No foul. Coleman reached in, but no foul called. And now the outlet to the other end is going to be too long, too far, and out of the reach of Korbelik, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. First substitution of the ball game coming in for Oskaloosa. And we are going to see Richie Rockhold come in. Richie, only a freshman. In the lane, twisting, turning, turnaround shot, nope. Offensive rebound is on the floor. Oskaloosa saves it, launches the three, no. Rebound, Siebert. And we will have a foul in the backcourt. .513 to play. That foul is going to be on Josh Rowe for Oskaloosa. It'll be his first and the first foul of the ball game on either team. This crew is more than willing to call a foul, and there's going to be another one on Oskaloosa. Fish is going to come over toward the scorer's table. And this is going to be on Van Houten. So it'll be Trenton's first. Ravens are going to bring it in. Falling away shot. Brody up and good for two. Copeman will pick up his first couple of points in the ball game. The Ravens with their first lead, or rather their second lead now, 6-4. They led out the gate 2-0. Pass over to the right side. Ravens will stick in that 2-3. The step inside, the dish to the top, the straightaway three, bingo. Knocking it down for Oskaloosa, Coy Perry. Back in front at 7-6 goes Oskaloosa at 4.5 to play. Quarter number one. Game moving along here pretty briskly. Here's Siebert with the basketball at the free throw line. Kicks it back over to Nickel. Out on top, Coatman straightaway for three. That one's not going to go, and a rebound tipped out. Oskaloosa hauls it down. Now bringing it down the floor. It's one-on-one, spinning into the lane. The shot is up, off the window, rims in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, saved by Oski. Pretty good job by Oskaloosa. Sivit of basketball. It was not easy. Skip pass over to the left side above the three-point ring. Come back over to the right. The long shot launched and missed. Rebounding it down. MHMA. 3:55 to go and running along in the opening quarter. Down with it is going to come Siebert. Drops his shoulder, crashes in. Give him the bucket. No foul.
Wow.
So Siebert with 6 of his team's 8 points. It is 8-7 MHMA. 3.5 left in the opening quarter. The feed to the baseline. The shot off the window. That was a beautiful pass. And there's a shove underneath. Off the ball, after the play. They start up the floor in a big two-handed shove. Luckily for the Ravens, it was a foul. And not a technical. A little exhibition of frustration. So what we're going to have here, it's 9-8. And now the official is he's saying, is the official underneath the goal is wanting to know if it was a T. He's asking, he's kind of coyly asking the official over at the score table, you know, kind of like with the little hand gestures kind of behind him. Is that a tease? But he goes, no, it's just an extra foul. But a free throw is up and good. And it is a 10-8 lead for Oskaloosa on the three-point play. And now the ball is stolen, but Oskaloosa is going to be called for another foul. Going to be the first round. Coy. Three team fouls for Oskaloosa. One by MHMA. Runner up and missing for the Ravens. Rebounding it down. Bears. And up the floor with it, they will come. Oskaloosa looks it over to the right side. Underneath, turned around. Hook shot good. Oskaloosa makes it now 12-8. Bears. We go inside three to play in the opening half. Now the pass is going to be batted away from Copeman. Saved up on top by the Ravens. Shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to roll out. Siebert will save it. Shoots it off the window. Missed it. And we're going to have a Raven foul on the look for the rebound. That one's going to be on Brody. It'll be his first, Raven's second. Welcome out. Academy has brought Derek Ebanks into the game. Derek was in the other day. Did a nice job. Here's a three-point shot for Oskaloosa off the mark, and Ebanks is going to rebound this thing down. He'll bring it up the floor, cross it over to the right side, gets it over to Siebert. Tries to drive in, no room, brings it back off on top. 2:15 to go. Now the ball is going to be stolen from Ebanks. Here comes Oskaloosa with a basketball. Ravens have also brought Evan Schmidling into the game. Two minutes left in the opening quarter. The feed, the shot, no. Offensive board. Leaning back, no shot. Brings it on top. Three shot, no. Rebound tipped out, and another Oskaloosa offensive board. Off the head fake, the drive into the lane. No, and a foul on Marhamont Academy. The whistle is going to be on Evan Schmidling. It'll be his first. Ravens' third team foul, one each on three different players. And for Oskaloosa at the free throw line, it's going to come Gunnar Rockhold. He's got a couple of points tonight. He's not had a free throw appearance until this one, and the first shot won't go. Ravens going to the bench, bringing in their ninth player of the game. And checking in here is going to be Carl Sargent. Second free throw, also not going to go. Here come the Ravens with a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. They trail by four. Right side, leaning in, and there's a blocking foul. I don't know how that happened. And Coach Rockhold is kind of steamed about it. It's going to belong to the Ravens. That's going to be foul number one by Oskaloosa's Gunner Rockhold. Inbound it comes, and an easy layup. Well done by Carl Sargent. It is a 12-10 Oskaloosa lead. Down to a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa works the perimeter, swings it all the way to the left side, brings it back off on top, works it down toward the baseline corner. The lob way high between the circles is going to be taken by Coy. Perry dumps it back over to the right side. It's going to be Richie Rockhold. Coy with it. He's into the lane. On the floor, once, twisting, turning, coming back to the baseline right. We're down to a minute to go in the first. No shot clock, so there's no hurry. The pass back over to the right side. The dish back. Stepping inside. The 12-foot runner. Nope, and they're going to call the travel. With 54 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Ravens are going to bring Bowden Korbelik back into the game. Bowden with no points yet. Uncharacteristic of him, a very prolific scorer. Ravens will swing it over to the left edge, get it there to Schmidling. Comes back over to the right side, trying it back into the lane to Sargent. He will turn and shoot it off the window and score. Carl Sargent has four, and he's tied the game at a dozen. 27, 26, 25 seconds left to play in quarter number one. Oskaloosa with a basketball. The game tied at 12. Here's a shot from in the lane. It misses it. on the rebound, it's an offensive foul. That was very clearly stumbling in and off-balance contact committed by Coy Perry. It'll be his second foul tonight. And with team foul number five, a break for the Ravens. They're coming to the free throw line with 18 seconds left in the opening quarter. And Derek Ebanks will come to the free throw line. Now, Derek, no point yet tonight. Going to step up here and give it an eye. Looks it over, and there it is. Knocked it right down. Ebanks' first point puts his Raven team back in front at 14, rather 13-12. Second one, there's the 14. So a two-point lead for Morehill Mount Academy. 15, 14, 13 seconds left in the opening quarter. Now Ebanks coming up with a steal. Little breakaway to the other end. Driving layup missed, and he's going to get fouled and come to the line again. So Oskaloosa picking up another foul here late. This whistle is going to be on Tanner Haynes. It's pretty quiet in here for Derek, and he's 3-of-3. It is now a 15-12 MHMA lead. It's there on a, 7-0 run. And there's another one. So it is an 8-0 run for the Ravens. And Oskaloosa's got 8 seconds to get something off. Goes right side. That's a long three. Not going to happen. And that's going to take us to the end of the quarter. We got a timeout after one in Atchison. Boys high school basketball. Morehill Mount Academy 16, Oskaloosa 12.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Happy to have you with us here on CARE Radio. Huh? What is that? Going to the second quarter in the boys game, and the home team, MHMA, is in front by 4. They ended that quarter on an 8-0 run to take a 16-12 lead. First quarter scoring, Oskaloosa, led by Coy Perry with a half a dozen, and then 2 apiece for Josh Rowe, Gunnar Rockhold, and Brody Wright. For the Ravens, leading the way is Luke Siebert, a half a dozen, 4 for Carl Sargent. Derek Ebanks with 3 and 2 for Brody Koopman. So there you have it. The Ravens are, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line in the opening quarter. They have the ball to begin the second. We're underway. Falling away. The 3 is up. Won't go. Rebound saved by Dulac. And now the pass in the middle is going to be kicked away and lost out of bounds. 7:43 to play in the first half. Now the officials having a chit chat with a couple of the players. There's some spirited play. Here's a shot for the top for Korbelik for 3. Nope. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Dulac though. He'll come out on top. Korbelik will go 3 again. That's the air ball. Wide to the left side and short. Rebound, Oskaloosa. 7:25 to go and rolling along in the opening half. Bears drive, shoot, score. That was a nice athletic play by Van Houten. And Trenton collects his first point of the game, getting his team back to within 2 at 16-14. 7:11 to go in the first half. Ravens working against that little player defense. Cut to the right side. Leaning in. That's a lot of contact. They're going to get a block. And that is to the disappointment of Trent Van Houten, who has something to say to the official, who stares him down and is waiting for one more syllable. Trenton was like on the knife's edge of getting teed up right there. Now the official's coming over and talking to Coach Rockhold and making it very clear to him. Free throw, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Oskaloosa. Pass up the floor, reverse layup, missed. Rebound tipped out, pulled down Ravens. Two on one, coast to coast, finger roll, no. Rebound underneath, and we're going to get another Oskaloosa foul. That one was clearly a foul by Van Houten. He had gotten behind the play, was reaching around and kind of squatting at the basketball, and anytime you go with those large waving gyrations, you're just going to have a foul called on. It's just what's going to happen. Van Houten is going to come out of the ballgame. It'll be his third foul, and the Ravens will bring it into their offensive end. 6:45 to go in the first half. Out on top, Coatman, he wants another three shot, doesn't hit it. And a rebound, same for the Ravens, out on top. Sniping in to Seabird, shoots and scores, but wave it away, travel to the basketball. 6.5 to go in the opening half. Lots of action going on out here. A lot of up and down, a lot of physical play, as they say. Now here's a shot from in the middle, and now they're going to even it up, calling on Oskaloosa for a travel on the other end of the floor. And the exchange of the basketball, we're going to get a substitution coming in, and the Bears are going to bring Josh Rowe back into the game. Josh started, and then scoring a couple of opening quarter points. We haven't seen him out there for a bit. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Krublik will bring it up or dump it over to Siebert on the right side. He's out in front of the Oskaloosa bench. Top side, Krublik into the lane. Hands it over, and the shot missed, but the tip is going to be up and good by Coatman. Now 20-14. Oskaloosa has not scored in some time. In fact, scored once so far this quarter. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Pass over to the right side. Look to the middle. Nope. Into the lane. Back to the left. Oskaloosa moves the ball with aplomb. They'll drive across. It'll kick back. That was a bad pass. It was right at the shoelaces. I mean, it was not on the floor quick enough. It was bounced up, and it was too low to reach down and get it. It just scoots through. And another turnover by Oskaloosa. Here we go. Ravens down the court. A running shot. It's up. It's good. And we got a plus one for Derek Ebanks, who's just come in. Derek with 3 opening quarter points on 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Picks up his 5th and looking for his 6th point of the game tonight. It's 5:15 to go in the first half. It's going to be a couple of fouls, by the way, on Josh Rose. So his time on the floor was short-lived. Going to get Brody Wright back in. Here's Derek, the free throw. Yeah. Head chasing the score to 23-14. 5 to go in the first half. And now the Ravens are going to pick it up on a turnover. Ebanks will drive and shoot and get 2 more. Derek Ebanks does not start for this team. And in the times I've seen him this season, and he's just like getting his best games because he comes in, gives his team an emotional boost. He can run it. He can score it. He's been very, very athletic. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up and not going to fall for Siebert. And it's corporate basketball, Oskaloosa, trying to go by 9 suddenly. They have been absolutely just iced in this second quarter. The feed across, Rockhold underneath, goes up with a shot. didn't have any shot at it. It was not well shot and going to get away. Ravens are going to have it with 4 minutes and 20 to go in the first half. 25-14, Ravens in front. Up court with the basketball, MHMA and those home whites. Oh, a pretty pass and an easy, easy layup for Brody. And that is going to bring off, and I'll solicit a timeout, and let's do it. We're taking a break at 4:08 to go in the half. Oskaloosa trailing MHMA 27-14.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Gotta love it with 4:08 to go in the opening half. Gotta love the cowbell. Don't gotta love the fact that Oskaloosa is about to get doubled up here. Trying to get a ball game. 27-14 to the Ravens. MHMA having just a fantastic 23-24 basketball year. Right now they are 10-3. 7-2 in the conference. Oskaloosa, no slouch. They're 7-6 and 5-4. It will be Bears basketball. From deep into backcourt. And they'll bring it in against full court defense by MHMA. Richie Rockhold brings it up, lobs it over to the left side. Inside four to go now in the first half. Ravens have had a big second quarter so far. Here's the feed back over to the right side. And now outside the block, no room. Raven defense doing a nice job. Here's a bunny hop inside the free throw line. As the shot misses, Siebert rebounds it down. A court lace pass is well beyond the possible grasp of Bowden Korbelik. And the Ravens are going to give it back. Luke Siebert showing that quarterback's arm right there. He launched that thing down the floor. 3:20 to play. And now the pass in the middle is going to be batted away and nearly stolen, but a good job by Oskaloosa to recover. Pick that ball back, drive all the way across beneath the rim, dump it over to the left side and off on top where the three-point shot sets sail short. Offensive rebound off the floor, kick back to the top, and we're going to get the Bears resetting it at 3 minutes to go in the half. Oskaloosa working against that Raven 2-3 zone defense. The feed will go to the free throw line, back over to the left elbow and out on top. Inside three now. From just inside the free throw line, the 13-foot shot is up, does not go. Ebank coming up with a rebound. He is one on two, attacks the rim, tucks the ball underneath his arm like a fullback, crashes into the two defenders, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Derek will have his first foul. I'm amused because as he was going into those guys, it's like, you know, you're not going to take the ball from me, and you're not going to stop me from getting to the rack. Now, not saying it's going to I'm going to score, or that it's going to count, but you're not going to stop me. Now, on the inbound, Tillman with the steal and the lay-in. Brody up to 8 points, 29-14. Oskaloosa finally gets it into the fourth quarter against the Raven pressure with 2.5 to go in the first half, and they're in trouble now, trailing at 29-14. Around to the left side, the feed will go to the edge, though, to travel, yeah. And for me, the confusion occurs when I see that play, which I believe was a travel, and it was a bang-bang kind of a play where the ball did not quite get on the floor quickly enough, and then I will see a player drive into the line, pull up a dribble above the free throw line, take what looks to me like 6 steps, driving through the lane, puts up a layup and nary a whistle. I'm puzzled by clarify that, but that seems to be the order of the day. Here's a long three, missing. Rebound, Coatman turns around from 14, missing. Rebound, Coatman picks it up, scores it. Brody was just relentless on that possession. 10 points to the night. It's a 31-14 Raven lead. With a minute 45 to go, and then the up court pass is going to get away and go out of bounds. 1:48 left here in the first half. Team has been stopped kind of by the officials. Rams are going to take Coatman out of the game, and Oskaloosa is going to rotate a couple of guys. Haynes is out, Bradshaw back in. So here we go. Oskaloosa basketball, they trail 31-14 with a minute 40 to go in the third, or in the second quarter. We're approaching mid-game here. 31-14 all the way down to the baseline, off the left side of the rim. The shot goes up, sliding in from the left side of the baseline. Raven Fallon's going to be called, and that's going to put Nick Bradshaw for Oskaloosa on the free throw line. It's going to be the second foul of the second quarter for the Ravens, and the first foul of the game for MHMA and Bo Wirtz. Free throw, not going to go. One more shot coming here for Nick, and that one will get. So now it's 31-15 with a minute 20 to play in the first half. Braves will go all the way to the baseline, and as Wirtz cuts across beneath the rim, puts up a shot that really didn't have any chance to go in, and just way beneath the goal. In fact, as the shot went up, it hits the bottom of the rim. However, the subsequent contact underneath, Oskaloosa is going to be whistled for a foul. It'll be It's a free throw. The first of two is up and no good. Now foul is the first tonight for Oskaloosa's freshman, Derek Harvey. Second free throw. No. So neither free throw for Bo is even connected. Back up with the Wacom Oskaloosa with a minute 10 to go in the first half. And now Oskaloosa turns it over. 31-15. Raymond's doubling up on the Bears as we approach halftime. Out on top of it, that's going to be Korbelik. Gets it over here to Derek, and Ebanks will feed in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. Oskie comes up with a basketball. It's going to be Richie Rockle, the freshman, down the court. Runner from about 12, short. Rebound Ravens. MHMA coming up with a basketball, and once again, we're going to get Ebanks to bring it up the floor. He loses the handle on it a little bit. Has to kind of go back and pick it up off the dribble. Now kicks it to the midcourt circle. Wirtz will handle it there. Back to Ebanks. They're going to run a little bit of motion. Topside Korbelik, 25 seconds to go in the opening half. Korbelik starts to the right side, then goes back to the left, gets it there to Ebanks, steals a glance at the clock. For some reason, he looks at the clock behind him, not the clock in front of him, and as Ebanks puts on a little bit of a move and gets beyond his defender, Grody Wright for Oskaloosa reaches in, collects the foul, and he's going to put a dangerous shooter on the line as Derek is, what, 4 out of 5 of the line tonight? Having a very good evening, Derek Ebanks. Great deal of focus. The shot. That one will not go. So 17 seconds left in the opening half. One more free throw coming up. It is airborne, and it is good. Ebanks, go get that one. 32-15. Oskaloosa putting the ball in play, gets some Raven full court pressure. The cross court pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. Jimmy Jimmy's going to have it back in with 10 seconds. That's a lot of time. It'll be put in play from the corner at their offensive end. And it'll be brought in by Richie. Richie goes right side, Bradshaw. Just give it a little with 5. The lob out on top, a collision, and the ball stolen by the Ravens. A half-court shot at the buzzer. No good. It's halftime. So Oskaloosa started off keeping the game close, but the Ravens were able to forge a big lead. And we'll be back to summarize it for you as the team's head for the locker room. Halftime in Atchison. Morgan Mount Academy 32, Oskaloosa 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
As we return here at halftime, we're going to have some, I think, little kiddos doing some dancing. Is that what I'm seeing coming out here? Yeah! Got some of the little bit of a ones outside. So it's always a delight for the crowd. Parents, grandparents, and friends and neighbors alike all enjoy that tonight. Morgan Mount Academy had a nice second quarter. Oskaloosa less nice. MHMA, 16 in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter. That's pretty consistent, right? For Oskaloosa, 12 in the opening quarter, 3 points in quarter number 2. Recapping the scoring for you as they have gone to the locker room for Oskaloosa, leading the way. Half a dozen for Coy Perry. Next up, it is Trenton Van Houten, Josh Rowe, Gunnar Rockhold, and Brody Wright, each with 2 and 1 in the opening half for Nick Bradshaw. For Marshall Mount Academy, Brody Copeman had a great second quarter. He has propelled himself now to 10 points in the game, and Derek Ebanks has come off the bench to score 9. Half a dozen for Carl Sargent and for Luke Siebert to wrap up the Ravens' first half scoring. Fouls for Oskaloosa. You got some guys in some foul troubles with 2 and 3. For the Ravens, no one with more than 1. MHMA winning the ladies' game and looking for a home sweep tonight, but they've got a second half to get through. And we'll be back to bring it to you live here on Care. But right now, with your halftime score in the Haverty Gym, Markham Mount Academy 32, Oskaloosa 15. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it is halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. Coming up tomorrow night, we're going to have Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens are playing host to Mid-America Nazarene University. Tune in about 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so. Coming up on Friday night, we're going to be traveling to... Thursday evening, we're going to have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday evening, we'll have ACCHS versus Valley Falls, as we will be going out with them to Valley Falls. And the first game has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The second game should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at finals from the girls' games, we had Holton top Jeff West 49-35. Nemaha Central beat Sabetha 51-20. In the Jackson Heights Pleasant Ridge game, it was Pleasant Ridge's night at 57 points to Jackson Heights 42. Atchison High School beat Wyandotte. The Atchison High School ladies had 56 points to Wyandotte 17. It was Valley Heights over Lynn 47-40. Centralia topped St. Mary's 47-41. Donovan West had a great night over Onega, 66 points to the Onega ladies 34. And Washington County fell to Blue Valley with a final score of Washington County 46, Blue Valley 50. In the girls' game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was another victory for the Lady Ravens with 51 points over the Oskaloosa Lady Bears 38. In games finals that I have in boys' games, we have Atchison High topping Wyandotte 83-39. It was Jackson Heights beating Pleasant Ridge just a few seconds ago, 42-35. In the Holton Jeff West game, right now Holton is sitting at 42 points to Jeff West's 40 with 1 minute and 14 seconds left. Late in the fourth, it is the Nemaha Central Thunder at 34 points to the Blue Jays 25 up in Sabetha. And on the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's Morehill Mount Academy at 32 points to Oskaloosa's 15. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center.
with competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under overcast skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 60. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 48. Partly cloudy Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-60s Thursday, mid-50s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 46 degrees and clear in Atchison right now. It feels like 43 with the winds out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. Taking a look at other factors, just a second. I had a pop-up come on that I thought that I had eliminated. But taking a look at some of the other factors, we've got relative humidity of 64%, a dew point of 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and a barometric pressure on the rise at 30.06 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to the Haverty Gymnasium on the Wall Hillman Academy campus. We're getting underway with the second half. And the Ravens put it in play in half a second. It felt like it is a second half. Luke Siebert with a quick shot, 34-15 Ravens. Here comes Osloo. They're going to try a little three-pointer and knock it down from deep to the left side. Trenton Van Houten, who exited the game, played limited amounts in that first half, got into foul trouble. Now we're going to have an offensive foul by the Ravens on the other end of the floor. Van Houten, not playing like a guy with three fouls, stood in there, drew the charge. That foul is going to be on Siebert. It'll be his first and the Ravens' first foul of quarter number three. 7:09 to go in the third quarter. It is 34-18. Back to the other end. We get a little flip, and the Raven player kind of lands on his back. He heard the thud, but quickly jumping to his feet. Owen's tough as nails out there. He's all right. Going to go off the floor. Coach is going to check on him and make sure he's all right. But kind of a spectacular flip through the air. 34-18. Ravens in front. Inside 7 to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa with a basketball. Here's a three. Van Houten, wide right. Rebound Siebert. Ravens run. Siebert brings it up to Forms, dump all the way down the right side. Stops above the ring. Feeds it over to Brody. His three. It's good. Brody having a nice game. Two in the opening quarter, but had 10 at halftime and now has 13. And it's 37-18 Ravens. And the ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Korbelik and the layup easy. Bowden Korbelik, that is his first point tonight. 39-18. Oskaloosa into the lane. The shot over Coatman will not fall in, and Brody. We better go back down. 2 minutes gone in the third. 39-18. Ravens with the ball with the lead. Driving in Siebert. Right hand. Shot off the window. Good. And I'm going to fix that. That's not Luke. That, in fact, was Nickel. So Jonah getting his first points of the game. Going to get it 41-18. And on the other end, we're going to have a Raven foul. First foul of the ball game for Jonah. It's going to be the Ravens' third quarter foul. Osaluza takes the inbound. The driving shot won't go for Rockhold, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it will be Reuben basketball. Now, after the halftime performance by the little kiddos and the fact that this is a 20-plus point ball game in the third quarter, crowd isn't what it could have been. Here's a little turnaround shot from the left side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Oskaloosa. Raven's going to the bench, and Derek Ebeck will return. Oskaloosa is going to get Brody Wright back out on the floor. But again, as I mentioned, the fan numbers are dwindling a little bit here this evening. Here's a running shot. Oh, changing his mind in midair, not going to take the shot, but pulling it down and then dishing it over to what was a very open teammate. But Coy Perry's decision cut Brody Wright completely unawares. He was not looking for the ball. He was looking for a rebound. He was already focused on the rim, and so that ball's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll come back in again to MHMA. Inside five to go in the third quarter, and Oskaloosa coming up with a steal. They'll fly up the court, driving down, dishing over, right side, running shot, up the window counter. That time Brody was ready for the transition pass, got it, scored it, and it's 41-20. For the 440 mark. Here's a three-point shot off the rim. One time, two times, no good. Follow shot, going to be up and in. Bo Wirtz will get his first point of the night. 43-20. Little sky hook down here. Would not quite fall in for Brody Wright. He was doing his best Kareem, but wasn't going to fall. Here's a three for Coatman. No. Rebound way upstairs. Oskaloosa. Outlet pass up the floor, and Ravens are able to get up there and deflect it out of bounds. It'll come back in once again, too. Oskaloosa from the baseline for three. No. Rebound. Bears. Kip pass comes out on top. Rockhold. Little crossover underneath. No. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back. Yes. Gunnar Rockhold. Point number four tonight. 43-22. At the 3:50 mark of the third quarter, the game moving along at a relatively brisk clip. Out on top is going to be Korbelik. Bowden will stop on the elbow. Comes out on top to Ebank. He has it knocked out of his hand. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. And Korbelik reaches around somehow, knocks the ball out of play without committing a foul. It was very excellent control to be able to reach around an opposing player, move it down the floor, knock the ball away, and not touch him. Here's a set shot for three. Nicely done for Oskaloosa. Gunnar Rockhold to give him three, making it 43-25. 3:10 to go. Third quarter, Korbelik for three. No. Rebound tipped out. And as Coatman went up for the tip, the official said that he was behind someone, picking up only his second foul of the game. For the Ravens, it'll be team foul four. And the tables have turned a little bit with fouls, but in a 20-point ball game, I'm not sure if that's going to be enough to make a difference. Four fouls for MHMA already here in quarter number three. Oskaloosa with a basketball. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be stepped in front of a stolen away. Outlet Korbelik. He'll come in, come down, goes up, gets fouled. And not going to get the layup, but is going to get a couple of free throws. 2:41 to go in the third. At the line. Bowden Korbelik, his first free throw, will not fall. Bowden did not score in either the first or second quarters. Hit a early third quarter two-point shot for his only point so far this evening. He's got one more free throw coming up here with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. That free throw is in. 3 points tonight for Corbelly. 44-25. Ravens up by 19 with 2:40 to go. Corbelly will exit the lineup. And Ravens are going to bring Evan Schmedling back in. Here's a three-point shot. Rattles home for Richie Rocco. 44-28. 2:22 to go in the third. Turnaround shot in the lane. It's going to be good for Luke Siebert. Luke in double-figure scoring with 10. That's going to do it for the Ravens. Taking a timeout at Joseph, so shall we. With a break in the action, a timeout on the floor, and 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Ravens, 46. Oskaloosa, 28.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Got a 2:17 to go in the third quarter. The guys game, 46-28. Ravens in front. Hornhill Mount Academy looking for their 11th win of the season and their 8th conference victory here at home tonight. Coming out of the break, it'll be Bears basketball from deep in the backcourt. Oskaloosa on the road tonight in the bright red uniforms, and the Ravens wearing the home white with gold. Here comes Oskaloosa, and Trenton Van Houten brings it up the floor. Trenton only 5 points tonight. He's typically a more, as that pass gets away from Oskaloosa, goes out of bounds. Trenton's typically a bit of a more prolific scorer than that, but found himself saddled with some foul trouble, which has limited his playing time this evening. So, Sam Grant got the points out of him that you would normally expect. Here's a drive to the right side, and a layup that's going to be up and good. Couple of more for Derek Ebanks. That's his first point of the second half and his 11th point on the evening, 46-28. Baseline three, no. Offensive rebound, Oskaloosa. Couple of head fakes later. The follow shot will be up and in. That's going to be Gunnar Rockhold. He's got 7 in the quarter and 9 in the game. 3-point shot, Raven. Rims out, no good. Rebound underneath is going to be saved by MHMA. Ebanks drives right. No room. Comes back off on top. Gets it to Schmedling, and here's a three from the top. Up and good. What worse? Now 51-30. And we're a minute to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa on the right side. Pulls up for a three. It's partially deflected. Ebanks is going to come down with a rebound. Bring it up the floor himself as we go inside a minute. His one-handed runner, no, but he'll get his own board and follow it home. So Ebanks with the follow shot, and we're going to get another timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break now with under a minute to go in the third quarter. Ravens up 23, MHMA 53, Oskaloosa 30.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
On the far side from us, huddled around their coaching staff, led by Christian Wessel. Oskaloosa nearer us as we're seated here on the balcony on the, what I'm going to call the north end of the gymnasium. Oskaloosa huddled up around it. Their head coach, Jeremy Rockhold, his assistants, Hunter Overstreet and Scott Whaley. Coming out of the timeout, the ball will be put in play by the Bears from deep into backcourt. And up the floor with it. Here they come. That's going to be Trenton Van Houten bringing it up court. Ravens are going to step up that defensive intensity, and Gunnar Rockhold takes his eye off the ball for a brief moment. And in that time, the ball is going to escape him and get away out of bounds. Ravens are going to bring it back up the floor with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ravens with a basketball, leading it by a 53-30 margin. Top side with it is going to be Ebanks. Back to Korbelik. Bowden will work his way over to the left side of the free throw line, just outside the lane. Now the jump shot for three is up and partially deflected. Baseball pass other end of the floor. On the floor, once, twice. Shot goes up. No foul. There it is. There was a lot of contact. And then the play, everybody just kind of stopped out of the floor, but I never did hear the whistle. But relatively, apparently, it's going to be a foul on Derek Ebanks. Field have collected with that his second foul in the game. And the first of two free throws is going to be up and off the backboard, but no good for Van Houten. Trenton continues to have a rough night scoring tonight. You've seen him a number of times this season already, handful maybe, and been a double figure kind of a guy all year, but neither free throw will go in for him, and he's still at 5 points tonight in the last 20 seconds of the third quarter. 53-30. Ravens at home in front. Way out on top, literally standing in the center circle. Korbelik kicks it over to Ebanks. His off-balance running shot is not going to go in, but we have a foul called on Oskaloosa, indeed. It will be foul number two for Gunnar Rockhold. Only the second, third quarter foul by Oskaloosa, but nonetheless, it'll have the Ravens at the free throw line and another point for Derek Ebanks. Derek, 14 points now. 6 of those have come at the free throw line. And that was good. So Ebanks puts his team up by 25. The shot at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter flings off the rim, and it's no good. We'll be back to bring you the fourth quarter of tonight's Guys game. It is all Ravens. MHMA 55, Oskaloosa 30.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Three quarters in tonight's high school basketball game, the guys' game here on Care Radio, which going to the fourth quarter now. But through three, Morehamon Academy already has three guys at double-digit scoring, paced by the bench play from Derek Ebanks. 15 points. And 13-point game so far for Brody Copeman and Luke Siebert with 10 for Oskaloosa. No one in double figures, but Gunnar Rockhold right on the threshold. He's got 9. Corey Perry, 5 or 6, and Trenton Van Houten with 5 in the first half for Oskaloosa. The Bears have 7 guys in the scoring column. MHMA also 7 guys have scored. And here's a quick shot. Up and in, and Brody Copeman now at 15 points, 57-30. Here's a 3 for Oski. Nuke. Rebound tipped again. Siebert pulls it down. 57-30. Just getting going to the fourth quarter. Siebert goes coast to coast. Shot is up. No good. Rebound is out of play. It's going to be Oskaloosa basketball. Bears are bringing it in and nearly turned it over on the inbound. I don't know what exactly they had done there. Flung that ball and now in the bit of disarray going the other direction. That shot is going to be rejected out of bounds. And there's going to be a foul. There will. And it's been a rough night for Owen Dulac. He's been banged around and knocked to the ground and tumbles to the floor. And that time, he was going up for the layup, and the defender just rejected it from behind. Nearly took the pegs out from beneath him again. But Owen maintains his balance that time. And comes to the free throw line where his first free throw is good, and he has his first point this evening. Raymond's leading it by a lot. Second free throw makes it a lot and one more. It is 59-30. So almost a 2-1 lead. Here's a turnaround shot from 15 feet away. Nicely done by Brody Wright. Not close. We'll have his first fourth quarter point. On the other end of the floor, the bucket is up and good for Jonah Nickel. The cheering you'll hear is for the Ravens. Student base on the far side is a couple of the Oskaloosa players that collided, both of whom ended up on the floor and kind of delighted the Raven students over there. Here's a shot from the outside for the Bears. Not going to go, but the rebound out of bounds off Stevers. It will be Oskaloosa basketball with 6.5 to play in the ball game. Van Houten looking to bring it in. Still looking, comes in over to the left side, knifing into the lane, running shot, turns and shoots, rolls off, no good. Dulac comes up with a rebound and brings it up the floor. Goes to the right side, Owen, cross court, left side, Siebert, hook pass underneath Copeman, turns and scores. Brody now is 17, and it is 63-32. 6 minutes left. Cross court pass, stolen. Korbelik up the floor, kicks it over. The layup, Dulac for two. Owen with the pair, the crowd on his feet. We're taking a timeout, Joseph, at 5:50 to go in the ball game. Ravens running away. MHMA 65, Oskaloosa 32.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Great to have you with us here on CARE Radio this evening. And tomorrow night, well, Joseph's been kind of teasing you with it because we've got Benedictine basketball. Should be an absolutely incredible pair of ball games. Ladies' game at 5:30, the guys' game at 7:30. Benedictine hosting longtime rival. Even before they became conference opponents, Benedictine and Mid-America. Again, 5:30 ladies, 7:30 guys. Here's a shot for the Ravens. It's going to be up and good. Korbelik. Broden Korbelik, point number 5 tonight. On the other end, Oskaloosa sends it up. Nope. Rebound is rolling around the floor. Going to be saved by MHMA. Underhand pass up court is loose on the floor. It's going to be saved. A shot and a bucket. Now they're going to call a travel underneath. Ravens got their starting five out there. With 5 minutes to play, leading at 67-32. And here comes Oskaloosa up for the deep in the backcourt. Again, Oskaloosa's got a rough week. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Korbelik has a collision down the floor with an Oskaloosa defender who's going to be whistled for the foul. That is going to be on Tanner Haynes. That's only a couple on Tanner. Bears are going to take Copeman out of the game. That's probably going to do it for him this evening as he untucked. Is that kind of like the official universal sign? You untuck the shirt tail, means coach, done for the night, pulling up a chair, getting kind of comfy cozy over here because I am not going back. Is that kind of what that means? Carl Sargent has come in. The old jersey untucked. 67-32. Out on top of the inbound. That three-point shot is somewhat short. Not close to a rebound it down and race into the forecourt where the running three by Van Houten goes up. It does not go in, but he will draw the foul. And Trenton coming to the free throw line for the Bears. Now, Trenton, we've talked about it all night, certainly a very prolific scorer. He's only got 5 points tonight. He's going to do it at the free throw line. Kevin Schmidling picking up there is a foul, and you hear all that hooting and howling as the first free throw of three is up and good for Van Houten. All that screeching by the fans? Well, that's because Coach Wessel with 3:08 to go in the game, leading it by 35, going to go to the bench. Some of the young guys getting in there, the crowd loves that. Free throw, yeah. Now, those guys wanted to come in for the first free throw. Wanted to come in before the second free throw, but now they can come in before the third free throw. And here they are. Shot. Good. Van Houten's going to get each of the three. 67-35. All right. Let's see who's out there for MHMA now. Ravens got Carl Sargent. That ball's going to take it away. Rockhold brings it down. Loses the hand a little bit, but it's able to go in, and his shot won't fall. Rebound followed up, won't fall. Rebound followed up, we get a foul. Out there for the Ravens, I spot. We got Peter Rapplinger out there. So Pete's out on the floor. All right. Across from him is going to be Jace Campbell. Okay, we got Jace accounted for. And who else we got there? Carl Sargent. Okay, I see Carl. On this side, got a big guy. That's Bryce Adams. And finishing out the group, that would be Malachi Craddock. So there you go. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds to the other end of the court. And scrolling along here with 75 seconds left, Joseph. Ravens will bring it in at the baseline. Rotated off on top. Craddock. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Well, that was a couple of thumps as players fall into the floor. An upset mom leaps to the air, throws her hand skyward. I suspect she knows one of the players who was involved in that collision. 50 seconds to go, and the official's going to stop the play. The foul is going to be on Adams. So the freshman, O'Brice, picks up a foul. That gets him in a book, though. Okay? So you got that going for you, which is always nice. 67-37. Ravens. And now Osco's just letting the ball roll towards midcourt. Now they're picking up. To a basketball coach one time. I don't have a 30-point play. Here's a shot going up, and Adams is going to quickly grab up another foul. They're going to have to hurry to get the free throw shot here. At the line for Oskaloosa, that is Harvey. And there's a free throw good. So, Derek Harvey gets the first, not the second. Follow shot, no. Tipped up, no. And that's in it over. There it goes, okay. Final score tonight, Or how about Academy 67, Oskaloosa 38. We'll be back and wrap this thing up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
So for the Ravens, big night at home tonight as they sweep Oskaloosa here in the guys' game. It was in a 67-38 win. Oskaloosa tonight, no players in double-digit scoring, but they did have Gunnar Rockhold with 9, 8 for Trenton Van Houten. Half a dozen apiece for both Coy Perry and Brody Wright, who came in off the bench. It was a 3-point game for Richie Rockhold. Josh Rowe with a couple of points tonight, and he had Derek Harvey and Nick Bradshaw, each with 1. For MHMA, 3 guys in double-digit scoring led by your Union State Bank player of the game, Brody Koopman. Brody had a 10-point first half, ended the game with 17, and not a lot of PT in the late going of the game. So, Brody, your player of the game, 15 tonight for Derek Ebanks, and double figures for Luke Siebert with 10. It was a half dozen then for Carl Sargent, 5 each. Wooten Korbelik and Bo Wirtz with 4 this evening. There was Owen Dulac and Jonah Nickel. That rounds out the MHMA scoring. Ravens, 11-3 on the year and 8-2 in a conference. Oskaloosa goes to 7-7. And in a conference, they are now 5-5. Game one this evening, it was a big win for the MHMA ladies, who remain perfect at 11, now 12-2 overall and 10-0 in the conference. MHMA over Oskaloosa 51-38. Tomorrow night on CARE, Joseph, you're not going to get a win. You ain't going anywhere. You just stay right there. Going to be back here to engineer tomorrow night as we're going to be in the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine at home. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30, Ravens and Mid-America. So stick with us for that tomorrow night. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Till we greet you next time for our man, Joseph. He's the guy in the CARE Sports Studios doing it all. Tom Gouts here in the Haverty Gymnasium saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.